Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. And be joyous. I'm just going to go over 2 Thessalonians today. I don't have a lot to say. Still just busy as all get out. My brother and sister-in-law are gone, so it is time to go. But I was reading this morning, and over the weekend I did a teaching on just letting go, essentially casting your cares, getting rid of that fear that you have in your life. Because there's a spiritual way we can walk. And setting that course of life, that spiritual walk, is literally just renewing your mind to what the Word says. Renewing your mind to what God says and not like spinning out on thoughts that are negative. Because I can't get over the fact that I'm waking up in the morning and I have these bizarre new negative thoughts. And like as soon as one gets solved, it's like the next day I wake up with another one. It's like, what is going on? Like, why? I think it's just because I'm very, very attuned right now to my mind. But you got to give them to God. And you got to just set that stuff in His hands and not be overwhelmed by anything that's going on. Especially if you're super busy or you need to get things out, or maybe you have a family member that's sick, or I have no idea. But you just give it to God. Every single situation you give to God, you put the stuff in His hands and you move on. I was reading in 2 Thessalonians, like I said, chapter 2, verse 16. It says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father," so you have Christ and you have God, "which loved us," they both love us, "and gave us everlasting consolation," or an everlasting calling and good hope through grace, "comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." And I love this because this "comfort your hearts" is to speak or to pacify your hearts. The heart is the seat of your distinctive character. It's what makes you you. God's going to talk and speak to and comfort your heart. It's just a matter of recognizing and giving reverential awe, knowing that He's going to take care of it. There's also that grace. And grace, there was one man that sinned and entered the world. He did one sin against God. One. And it was severed. But when Christ died and was rose, when Christ died for us and was risen spiritually, the second Adam, or the new man, the new spiritual Adam, the second man, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. And so the uprightness that came through law comes through believing, having faith in Christ. And when you had faith in Christ, at that point, I guarantee there was thousands upon thousands upon thousands of sins that had happened at that point. The severity of God was one sin, Adam's sin. Everyone was disconnected, and he was fallen from grace. Christ came, died, risen again. And the way God set it up is by one man, sin entered into the world. By one man, Christ Jesus, it was removed. In the sense that you're upright with God, but the grace of God is that there were many offenses and yet you're still righteous. You are righteous in God's eyes. You are upright in God's eyes. You're not in servitude or in bondage just to the laws anymore. You're a son of God. You have God's love in you, which casteth out fear. God is love. But anyways, I just love this. "Now the Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, which loved us and gave us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort or speak to or pacifies your heart and establishes you," or sets you up or establishes you "in every good word and work. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run and have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. But Christ is faithful, who shall set fast or establish you and guard you from the evil one," or the wicked one, which is the adversary. Christ is there as an intermediary between us and God. And He's the head of the body of believers. And he loved us so much that he gave himself for us in order that we can live righteous in God's eyes. And the way God set it up is that once you believe or you have faith in Christ, that faith, that is what saves you. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the minute you confess it, you're saved. And you're righteous with God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. And liberty is the freedom to go where one wants. Stand in that. Have a beautiful day today. Don't be confined by your mind. Don't be in a negative place. God will take care of it. Have a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's biblical. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. Talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for today and for everything that's going on, I pray for the safety of my brother and sister-in-law and their kids out in wherever they went, the beach. Just that they have a blessed time out there. I thank you for giving us the opportunity for them to even do that, and for a family that they have, they can. I pray for my mom, my sister, my dad, and obviously my step-parents. You just take care of them and just everything that's going on in their life. I pray for each and every person that we work with, that you bless them and bless this business and everything that needs to get out, especially this order. I just want this thing off my shoulders, Father. And I thank you that I can go to you. I thank you that I have help. And I just ask you for just a blessed day. Take care of your believers. Bless them. I'm very thankful for the golf game too. Thank you for finally opening up those doors after months of pain. And I just lift up a great day. And I thank you for everything your son did for us. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.